jobs that come down to that last play and for them to be successful in that situation?
Yeah, it is. It's big. I mean, you know, obviously when you're successful with something, it gives you confidence. The next step is to be successful throughout the game and look at it play by play and see where you're successful and where you need to work. But it's very meaningful for the guys. I mean, those guys are the guys. This is their future. It's their opportunity, and they want to make the most of it.
Josh Johnson, 11-for-11, good game managing offense. You guys talked a week about how you have trust in him. How do you think he played today?
Yeah, I thought he played really well. I mean, Josh did a great job. Guys on a few plays here and there. Had a chance to move the team down the field twice really well. Had the unfortunate snap, would be the kindest word I could use to say, to give it. But that stopped the one drive, so the first one. So, I thought Josh played well.
John, I know last week we asked you about David Ojabo. He wasn't clear today. What was your impression of his team?
Seemed like he was out there and was a factor. You know, looked like he was really stout against the run. Thought he set some edges really well. Had his eyes back inside, falling back when the ball tried to get in the C-gap a few times. And then pass rush was a factor out there. Had some pressures. He looked good. That's a great point. I mean, Brian, that's exactly right. It's great in practice and you're excited about it, especially in pads. But in the game is when it's football, you know. So to see guys step up in games is really important. That's why the games do have a lot of value.
Along those lines, Adisa Isaac, it's been a long time coming for him to get ramped up into a game situation. What do you think about his
game? Yeah, same. I mean, he was a factor, you know, rushing the passer and run game. He's a big guy, you know, he's explosive. He's not as far along as David is as far as the conditioning part of it because he had the hamstring. And so he's going to be sore tomorrow, I'm quite sure. Hopefully we can get him back in time for next week just because, you know, that's tough to get out there and work that kind of play in a real game with that kind of explosiveness and that kind of speed and all that. It's hot out there without as much conditioning. So I do worry about that a little bit with him, but I'm happy about the way he played. Sure looked good. He's kind of got his start there.
John, you know, it was really late.
Yeah, he's just kind of cramping up and stuff, so we'll just have to see how he feels tomorrow.
How did Emory kind of respond after last week? And then he gets way more today, obviously. It worked out that way in a big touchdown pass.
It was great. I mean, I'll tell you, one of the main things about Emory is he's an even-keeled, level-headed guy. You know, very smart, very just mindful of keeping his cool. You know, I thought after the game when I talked to him, he did that, even after that play, which was crazy. And then all week in practice, and then go out and playing well today.
John, I know you haven't seen the film, but anything you say about offensive line, what you saw as far as the performances?
Yeah, I mean, really, you got to go back and watch the tape of those guys. There were some good plays and some bad plays, and until you see the tape, you really don't know.
John, holistically, you know, with preseason games you've seen so far with camp, how are you feeling about this group of backup quarterbacks and going into season with, you know, looks like?
I'm confident in those guys. I'm confident in all of our players. That's why they're here.
John, what can you say about Davis Robinson's play again and just his play throughout the game?
Yeah, Tavius is he's the kind of guy that you look for. He's the kind of mindset, the kind of style of play, certainly that we look for. So if you want to talk about playing like a Raven, if that's a term that you want to use, just tag it right next to his name. You know, he's that kind of guy. Yeah, you can kind of see that where he's gonna have a good feel for what he's doing. I mean, it's tough on the kickoff returns because he caught two going back toward the end zone. In a real game, we're going to let those fly into the end zone, I'm sure, most of the time, unless we're set up for a deep kick return, which we weren't on those plays. So, but, you know, the punt returns, he looked good. He's natural, quick. He's got great vision. So it was good to see him out there and get some reps.
On the kickoff where Justin was penalized, was he just going for something and the execution didn't turn out, or what happened with that?
Yeah, he was trying to drive the ball down there and line it down there, and he's kind of just, you know, tapped it a little too much more than he should have. So, I mean, it's all part of trying to figure this thing out, I think. It's all new.
John, we saw DeMontez Walker dress, but maybe not play a whole lot. Is he still coming back?
Yeah, he's got a little injury, a little rib injury he's dealing with, so that's where he's at.
All right.
All right, good.